As Shulchan Aruch says, if it's traveling a short trip from Tzur to Tzidon, something that can be done in one day, so then they can go on the ship Erev Shabbos in the morning, not in the afternoon, but Erev Shabbos in the morning they can go on the ship, because it's possible to arrive by its destination before Shabbos. You know, it's not certain, but if the winds blow the right way, it will make it before Shabbos, and therefore it's fine. There are places that are not to go on the ship in Erev Shabbos, not to rely on this heter that might get there, that might get there before Shabbos. And those places where the minhag is not to go even on a short trip on the ship on Erev Shabbos, one should do like the minhag of that place and should not go even for the one day, same day trip on the ship on Erev Shabbos. Now, Tzif Beit Shulchan Aruch tells us that besides the issue of melacha being done by or for the Yid on Shabbos, and besides the issue of going out of the tchum, there's a problem, the problem that the Rif has, the way the Rif learns the Gemara on Shabbos Daf Yotes, that going on the ship within 3 days before Shabbos is a problem, it's going to cause a bittul to earning Shabbos. The first 3 days it's sad, it's bilbo, people get seasick. That problem is only if you're going on Yom Meluchim, on the real heavy seas, in the ocean. If you go on a river, that's much more pleasant trip, that issue does not exist. And therefore, if you have a case where one's not going to have to do malacha, and malacha is not being done so much for the Yidden on the boat, and it's possible you're not going to have issue of tchumen, because the whole trip will be l'malame asa, more than 10 tefachim off the place where the bottom of the sea, off the bottom of the ground in the water, even if it's not for sure, but maybe the whole time it's getting more than 10 tefachim. We can rely on the Malamasara. It's only a Savak Darabanan. So therefore, even if it's possible you'd be above 10 tefachim, possibly below 10 tefachim, you go on the ship on Erev Shabbos. This is because we're talking about a case where you're not going to have to do malacha, and malacha is not being done for you. And the no issue of tchumen, because potentially you're Malamasara, above 10 tefachim from the bottom of the water the whole time, and you're going on the Horus and rivers where there's no problem, no issue of Einik Shabbos. Now, this point of being above 10 tefachim from the ground, even with the suffix, if you're above 10 tefachim all the time, it's good enough. Tchum is Garabonon, even though some Rishayim all, the Tchum of Yubis Mil, traveling more than 12 mil on Shabbos, is Isser Tchumen Deraisa, but we paskin that on water, it's not a problem. It's only on dry land that the Deraisa potentially exists, like some Rishayim. Here, you'd be traveling in Yam and Horus, in rivers and seas, everyone agrees there's no Isser Deraisa of Tchumen, even Yubis Mil, and therefore, if it's a suffix, then maybe be Lamal Me'asar Tvachim the whole time, then it's fine. Now, the question is, what if the bottom of the boat is within 10 tefachim of the ground, but you're sitting higher up on the boat, you're above 10 tefachim? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the Pashto says that's a problem, because the bottom of the boat is within 10 tefachim of the ground. However, the Ardos are meko, as long as you're above 10 tefachim and you keep your feet above 10 tefachim, the Ardos are meko, and if need be, you can be semach of that, and you can be meko as well. Now, the Ramah says that there's no Isser with beside the fact that Behemoths are leading the Sfina, or leading the boat on the banks of the river. Even though to go on a wagon on Shabbos is usher when it's being led by behemoths, there it causes a chashash that you might come to break off a branch along the way from a tree to lead that hit the behemoths, to cause the behemoths to do their job. Here the behemoths are far away on the banks of the sea and attached by rope to a boat that's in the sea. There's no chashash to break off a branch from where, from what, and therefore the fact that the behemoths, the animals, are leading the boat is not a concern. And therefore, if there's no issue of malacha being done on Shabbos, and there's no issue of tchumen, or there might not be issue of tchumen, it's even a suffix, and you're in a nor, you're in a river where you're not going to get seasick, then you could go on the boat within and start a trip within 3 days before Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos. What about going on a boat that's going to leave on Shabbos itself? The Shulchan Aruch says the only way you can do that is if you go on the boat Erev Shabbos, you come to Shvisa, you come to Tchum on the boat by the beginning of Shabbos, and you stay on the boat from the beginning of Shabbos until the boat departs on Shabbos. The Ramah says that some say that even if you go off the boat, it's okay. As long as by the beginning of Shabbos you're on the boat, you're kind of Shvisa there, then you can go off the boat and come back on the boat later on Shabbos before it leaves. However, the Shabbos explains that now, when you arrive by your destination, if you arrive by destination sundown on Shabbos, when you get off the boat, you will not be allowed to go out of your Dalad Amos that you are when you get off the boat, because you're going out of your Tchum, you have left your Tchum that you had by the beginning of Shabbos, by going off the boat in the beginning of Shabbos after your kind of Shvisa. So now you make that was your place for Shabbos, and now when you get off the boat at the end of your trip, later on Shabbos, you cannot go out of your Dalad Amos, unless you're in an area that's Mukul Mechitzas, that's fenced in by Mechitzas, by walls. Now, the Sfina itself, there you're allowed to go on the entire boat, since the entire boat is walled in, is fenced in, you're allowed to go on the entire boat on Shabbos. The issue is only when you get off the boat that you cannot walk out of your Dalad Amos. If, from the beginning of Shabbos, when you're Kohen Shvius on the boat, you went off by the original place where you embarked from, when you get to your destination, when you get off the boat, you can only go 4 Amos on Shabbos. The Ramah says that there were places that they had a minute when they went on the boat for a night to make kiddush on the boat, and then they went home and they came back Shabbos morning to go on the boat to make kiddush just to show this is the place that they were kind of shvisa. If Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos, still you're allowed to be kind of shvisa for a night to Yom Tov and Shabbos on the boat, and then you could travel on the boat on Shabbos as long as all the other conditions were kept.